Joining us on today's Locked On Auburn, Auburn linebacker Chandler Wooten. Always appreciate your time, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing awesome. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Take us through the perspective of the team after Saturday's matchup against Georgia.
Yeah, disappointed. You know, we lost the game. Obviously, the goal was to win. But, you know, we went right back to work on Sunday, you know, to try to correct things we did wrong, try to build on some of the things we did, well. Just trying to focus our attention on Arkansas now, a very good team, walking into a hostile environment. So now we're just locked in on Arkansas, trying to flush the last game, trying to get that bad taste out of our mouth.
You're a leader on this team. You were voted as a permanent team captain by your teammates. How do you kind of put that on your shoulders where, okay, I'm going to lead this team kind of to bounce back, make sure everybody's focused on Arkansas. Don't let all the cliches of don't let a loss beat you twice type of thing. What does that look like from your perspective?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, being one of the team leaders, it is our responsibility to, make sure everything is in order. That's one thing about this team, man. We got a lot of high character guys. It's not like pulling teeth, for guys to come in and want to work. And so, we got a great locker room, a great group of guys who just want to come in and get better. And so they kind of just make it easy. It's enjoyable to be around. We had a lot of energy on Sunday, probably the best Sunday we've had all year. So, we just got the right guys. And so it's easy to go in there, and just try to lead, a lot of great leaders in there as well. So, it's not just on one person, it's on everybody to, make sure their head's in the right place. We just prepare the best way we can for Arkansas.
What does a Sunday look like? You mentioned the best Sunday you've had all year. Is it more of your go ahead and kind of do an install stuff for Arkansas? Are you looking back at what happened the previous day? Is it some of both? What's a Sunday typically look like?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. We came in, watched the film from the Georgia game. Then we actually started with lifts. We had a great workout. Then we went to meetings and reviewed and corrected things we did wrong in the Georgia game, and then went out and had a great light Sunday practice where we did some on-field corrections and stuff like that. So it was a pretty good day.
Sure. Arkansas is a pretty good team. I mean, I think when a lot of people were doing predictions and projections going into the season, Arkansas is a better football team than I think a lot of people expected. Their culture seems to be really solid. Coach Pittman seems to be really kind of getting those guys right. A physical team. I think it's going to be a physical game on Saturday, and they did a lot of good things on offense. A lot of stuff for y'all to look at in what they did against Ole Miss on Saturday.
Yeah, like you said, they're a very good team. That's why you can't really put too much stock into preseason rankings and this and that. And so, you put on the tape and, like you said, they're very physical. They run the football well. They got an explosive quarterback, and obviously a great physical O-line. Their head coach coming in being an O-line guy. So, they got a dynamic receiver, other pieces in that room as well. They're just a well-rounded team, man. Like you said, they do a lot of different things. And so we got to definitely be ready.
How do you prepare for a team that can do a lot of different things? They may not be the best in the conference at one specific thing, but they do a ton of things pretty well, well above average as far as in the running game, as far as in the passing game. You mentioned some of the individual guys. Is that just is that a film preparation type of thing? And you just kind of got to look and see – what happens pre-snap? I assume a lot of communication is going to be important there pre-snap. What goes into all of that?
Yeah, I think, like you said, there's a lot of pre-snap work, a lot of film work to try to pick up on some tendencies that they like and, certain formations and certain shifts and stuff like that. So I think when you look at it from that perspective and then you take into account, just doing the work, preparing during the week and having a great week of practice. And we've got to come out and make sure, we continue to get more consistent in practice and, practice up to our standard, the way we want to play. And so I think, both of those things, all of those things combined will give us a great chance to win the game.
Targeting has been a big talking point amongst the Auburn fan base. I mean, smoke has been flagged. And then, the big one against Penn State earlier in the year with Zacoby. What kind of conversations happen in film room when you guys are watching those plays or in drills when you're going over, you're practicing and the fundamentals and all that? What kind of conversations are being had around that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they teach us the way, we're supposed to tackle and keep your head up, your eyes up and things of that nature. But some of the stuff in the game is just unavoidable, you know, especially when you got a ball carrier coming and lowering their head at you as well. And so, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to go out there and play ball and, you know, just try to play it the best and smart way as possible. And so, you know, you really can't control what the, you know, refs do and stuff like that. So we try not to, you know, put too much, you know, stock into that. And but, you know, they do definitely, you know, remind us and teach us the way it's supposed to be.
Sure. Losing a guy like Smoke in the middle of the game, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, it was tough, you know, losing a leader on the back end and a playmaker and a guy, you know, does a lot of communicating for us on the back end and can play the run well and stuff like that. So it was definitely a huge loss, but I feel like the guys came in and stepped up and did the job pretty well. And so, you know, you just got to have that next man up mentality because you never know what can happen during the course of a game.
Sure. This is a part of the year where you're starting to see more guys kind of get reps and the rotation. I mean, especially with the transfer guys like Donovan Kaufman, he seems to kind of be in the mix as much as possible. And guys like Bidarius, the new guys, I mean, they probably don't feel like new guys anymore. Is that right?
No, definitely. You know, after being here for a whole summer and fall camp and now halfway through the season, it's like, it feels like they've been here, you know, as long as I've been here. So, like you said, a lot of more people starting to get reps and, you know, I think it's just, the longer you are in the system, the more and more you learn and you get more comfortable and stuff like that. So I think, you know, it's a lot of guys coming along and, you know, I think you'll see some more players, you know, start to get more playing time as the season goes on.
What are your thoughts on a guy like Ekwu Liotta? I mean, he has really, really come in to be a pretty big pass rusher for you guys in that front seven, kind of coming off the edge, a really big play when he brought Stetson Bennett down this past weekend, and I believe he leads the team in sacks now. What have you seen from a guy like him? Because he came in a little bit later than some of the other transfers.
Yeah, no, he's been awesome, man. One of the most genuine people on the team, and, you know, that's just a testament to who he is, you know, as a person off the field and on the field, you know, as a hard worker. And, you know, just the time he puts in, it doesn't surprise me, you know, to see what he's doing right now. You know, he's playing very good football right now. And obviously, you know, knowing him, I know he wants to play better. And so, you know, he's been huge for us. You know, I'm glad we got him. You know, just especially, you know, being down CD right now, you know, he stepped up and he's been making plays for us.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, man. Well, hey, best of luck traveling to Fayetteville. And hopefully you guys come back with a win. And we'll talk again next week, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, man. Where are you?